Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a schus for a hatzlacha and bracha for Rabbi David Shukra'ala ben Rachel and for Rabbi Shmuel ben Yamin ben Tishna Rachaleah and for Rabbi Aaron Yisrael ben Rav Moshe Mordechai. Shalom have bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yideihem. We're basing ourselves on a shiur given by Mori v'Rabbi Shlita Shabbos Parshas Truma and the weekly Thursday night Parsha Chumash Rashi Shir in the year Tavshin Samach Tes. That's what we're holding now 5 years ago. So much has happened in the last 5 years, hasn't it? In any event, it says in Shmos Chof Hei Yud Ches. Ve'asisa shnayim kruvim zav, mikshatasa osam, mishnei ktzos hakaporis. You should make 2 kruvim of gold, miksha, they should be 1 piece, and they should be on 2 sides of the kaporis, which was above the aron. Rashi says, what are kruvim? Kruvim are dmus parts of tinok lehem. They look like a baby. They have the face of a baby. Now we see kruvim a number of times in our parsha, 2 times. We see it also in Chavav Aleph with respect to the Urios of the Mishkan. It says in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Aleph, Vesa Mishkan Tase Eser Urios. You make these Urios that are the Gag, the roof of the Mishkan. Sheish Mashtar Eschelis Ragmum Slashani Kruvim Masechoshiv Tase Isam. So you make them v'tcheles, argument to last shani, different types of colors, and kruvim, there should also be kruvim on them. What are these kruvim? So Rashi says what the kruvim are. The kruvim, interestingly enough, says Rashi, are parts of Echad Mikan, we're skipping into the middle of the Rashi. Ari mitzad zev and nesher mitzad zev. On one side a lion, and on the other side an eagle. Those are the kruvim. Rashi just said earlier that kruvim are the most parts of Tinok. And now Rashi's saying, no. It's an ari mitzad zev and nesher mitzad zev. Those are the kruvim. Third time we find kruvim is on the paroches, between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that's what it says, V'asisa parochas t'cheles v'ragaman v'tlah shani v'sheish ma'asar ma'asi choshev yasa isa kruvim. What are these kruvim? Rashi says, this is in Pasuk Lamed Aleph in Perek Chavav, Siurim shel brios yaseba, should make pictures of different creatures. But you just told me that it's an ari and a nesher. Or it's kruvim. It's karavia, it's like a tinok. It's a beautiful face of a child. And now you're telling me it's a different niggin. Siurim shel brios. So this is tamua ad lahafli, these Rashis, that he gives us 3 different places, 3 different definitions of what kruvim are. Parts of tinok, ari mitzad echad, anesha mitzad echad, and siurim shel brios. On the Parochas it was Siur and Shelbrios, on the Urios it was Ari and Anesher, and in the Kodesh Kadoshim it was the most parts of Tinok. So what's going on over here? So we find in the Gemara Chagiga and Afyad Gimel Amit Beis a makor for Rashi that they had the face of a baby. My Kruv Amir Rebo Karavia Shkem Bebovo Koran Liyinuka Ravia. Kruv is kiravia, like a baby, because in Bava they call a child a ravia. Very nice. But what about the makor of the other two? That we don't have. And be'emes, the Mefarshei Rashi, we're omed on the stira. The Mizrahi says, avalo yodati, echkina kosov shar tzuris b'shem kruvim. In Paris says, kruvim utzuris yeladim, shetaguma kiravia, like Rashi says. How do you call it other brios? Rashi says it's like yeladim. The sifsei chachamim was nitchok. The Gur Aryeh, the Maharal, also discusses this. The Mishnah Lamelech also notes this. He says it's a davar tamua. And we still haven't found a question answer that is miyashiv our das, and that's our arbit today to try to understand these rashis. There's a sefer called Avnei Shoyam of Rav Moshe Leib Shachar, who was one of the Chachamei Yerushalayim. He worked in a pharmacy, but he was also a goyin adir. He has a sefer on Bigdei Kahuna, and he has a sefer on the parsha called Avnei Shoyam. So the way he explains Rashi is based on a Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. That the Rambam says in the Chelek Gimel in Perek Aleph of the Moira, that interesting that a Hasidish Rebbe is, this is based on a shir given by the Rebbe, is quoting the Mor Nevuchim, but by us in Tolna everything is the Rambam is kosher, and even in the Mor Nevuchim, Baruch Hashem, not everything is kosher of everybody ever whoever was alive, but those who are in the fold are in the fold. We don't knock people out because not everything they say sits well with us, as long as they're within the framework of traditional Jewish thought, whatever that means, they're in. If they're Spinoza, they're out. In any event, lahavdil. Yadum shmini adam shetzuras pneim doma letzuras echad mishar balei chaim achetiri ish kilu panav doma lepnei aryeh. Sometimes you have a person whose face is not mamish an animal, but his face has certain animalistic traits to it. So a person can look a little bit like an aryeh, like a lion. Other people can look a little bit like a shore. So it's really a person, but looks a little bit more like an animal. And even on Hashem's kiseh hakavod, the Chazal tell us there's a pnei shore and a pnei aryeh and a pnei nesher. They're really all pnei adam. They're just a pnei adam that looks like a shore, an aryeh, and a nesher, like an eagle and an ox and a lion. Because it says, he says, I'll bring you two rayas. It says chayos, and then it says demus adam, and then it describes each chaya. So you see that that these chayos really are people. That's one of the rayas of the Rambam, and with that will suffice. So based on this, we can explain Rashi. Rashi says that it was an Ari and a Nesher. He said it was a part of Tinok. So this Tinok, on the Urios, they looked, they had the face, it was a person, but it had the face of a little bit more, that looked a little bit more like an Ari and a Nesher. Ubiyotir continues Rav Shachar, Yisbaru, Divrei Rashi. Al-Mashikasev, so first Rav Shachar says, look at the Rambam. The Rambam says that these animals, the animals on Hashem's Kiseh are really people. They look like animals. So too, in the Mishkan, we can say the same thing, that these, it really was the face of children, but in the Urios, it was the face of children that looked like an aryeh and a shore. And also it says in the Maisa Choshev, Shatsura Shiski Rashi, Kari Mitzadzeh, Vinesher Mitzadzeh, Dafka Ka'amar, Me'ena Merkava El Yona, Dari HaNesher Chayis Merkavahen. So it's even better, because these, the faces of the Ari and the Nesher are like the upper chariots. That's what's going on up there in Shemayim. There's this Ari and Nesher on God's chariot. They're Chayis HaMerkava. Like it says in Chagiga, Umeata, and there's no, it's only an aryeh and a nesher, because the shore isn't in the Merkava. A shore is like the Gemara says in Chagiga, and Yud Gimel is missing from the divine chariot. Umeata mirin tivir Rashi lefibi urenu that kruvim meyos lam parts of tinok no telamarei and ledmus aryeh nesher. So the kruvim, you're right, they have a parts of tinok. But the Tinok looks like an aryeh and a nesher. Shrei mamish kenu mare aryeh v'anesher shel amerkav elyona, because that's mamish like the aryeh and the nesher, and the merkav elyona look like the Moira says, that it's really a person. And therefore also on the Ariel's HaMishkan, it's a person, but the person has a face that looks more like an Aryeh, like an Aryeh in a Nesher. Like a lion and an eagle. Good. So, Ad Kan Divrei HaRav Shachor V'Divrei Pi Chacham Chaim. So, what does this mean? Really, the Kruvim were Tinoks. Like the Gemara says, Kiravya. And since the Dmus Mara HaMishkan was Kedmus HaMerkav Elyona, and there also they were Kruvim, but their Mara changes according to what's necessary. So Batzmus on their Kedmus Ravya, but some of them are like a Nesher, and some are like an Ari. And therefore down here in the Mishkan Hashem, Boilam Hazeh, that we're trying to reflect what's up there, we also make them looking like this Ari and this Nesher. And we go even deeper, even though Ein Lanu Esek B'Nistaros, but Torah, the Maharal says, is Lashon Hora, and then is Sivat Torah in Perak Aleph. So, what's the Hora here? That the Ari and the Nesher are in the Yirios HaChitzonios, and the Brios are in the Peroches, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they're Kedmus Ravya. They just look like children without any looking like any creatures. So, we can explain, Behekdem Rabbeinu Bechaye. Rabbeinu Bechaye writes, Chofei Yudches, Valderech HaKabbalah Shnei Kruvim B'Mishkan, Uvimikdash Keneged HaKol Ve'eshe B'Har Sinai Nizkarim B'Pasuk, Min HaShemayim Mishmiach HaZkolo Li'Asreka, Ve'Alaretz Herach HaZisho HaGadolo Dvarv Shemata Mitoich HaEsh. So these two Kruvim in the Mishkan and in the Mikdash are Keneged the Kol and Eish, because the Kol you heard, and then the Eish you saw, Herach HaZisho HaGadolo. So it's Keneged hearing and seeing, and so writes the Sefer Taras Mincha, Rabbi Yaakov Haskili, a Talmud of the Rashba, writes in Drasha Chavav that these two Kruvim are connected Koach HaRos and Koach HaShema. Seeing and hearing. Alaret Herachas Isho Agadola and Shmiachas Men HaShemayim and Shmiachas Kol Ali Yisrael. So the two Kruvim are connected Riyah and Shmiah. So Al-Piderech HaVoda we can say as follows. It says in the Gemara in Chagiga, Omar Mar, that the Melech Shebechayos and Melech Shebechayos Ari, Melech Shebehemos Shor, Melech Shebeofos Nesher, V'Adam Mizgal, Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mehu Mizgal Kulam, HaKol Olam Kulo, that the king of all the Chayos is a lion, the king of the Behemos is a shore, and the king of the birds is the eagle, man rules over them, and God rules over the whole world. Now what does it mean when it says that the Ari is Melech HaChayos, and the Nesher is Melech HaOfos? So even though they can, we know that they're dores and they can pounce on other animals and birds and eat them, but they're animals that pounce even better than a lion and an eagle. You can find a bird that's a better dores than an eagle. You can find a bird that's a better dores than a lion. So why dafka do we say that the malchus is the Ari and the Nesher? And also, what's the nafka mina? What does it have to do with us? So we can explain this based on the Rambam, that Malchus is not Shilton Befol, it's not that you're actually ruling, but the Rambam writes in the Hilchas Malachim, Paragim Alachavov, Shalibu Alev Kol Kahal Yisrael, that a king, his heart is the heart of the entire Jewish people. He's a Neshama Klalis that includes all the other Neshamas. And everything he does is Mashbi on the nation and all the Neshamas Pratios. And Keinze is the Malchus of the Ari and the Nesher and the Shor. That all the Chayos and Behemoths, they have a Chelek that's Shaykh, that's Yonek, that's receiving sustenance from these kings. So that's what the king is. Not that they're necessarily the biggest and the strongest, that they have a palace, but that all the Chiyos of the other animals, there's an Akuda, there's a Chelek that comes from the kings, because they're just like a king of the Jewish people's Alev Kol Kal Yisrael. He's in a Neshama Klalis. So too, these animals also encompass the other animals. The kings of the animals encompass the other animals. Now we saw in the Rambam that the Dmus HaKruvim was a Dmus Tinok, Karavya, but they looked like an Ari and a Nesher. And the Remez is to people, because a person's an Olam Katan, and he also has this lion aspect to him. He also has this Ari aspect to him. So our job is to take these animalistic netiyos that we have, these nefesh, we have a nefesh habemis, we have this animal soul, and we're supposed to purify it. So this is represented by the fact that we have a shor to us, and we have a nesher to us, and we have an ari to us. These are the kings of the of their respective animals, animal kingdom. So we also have to take our ari, shor, and nesher and purify them, thereby purifying all of our animalism, all of our behemias. Because that's not such a good, the Ramban says, that a nesher is usur because it's a dores, because suso v'ovio, which just pounces on other animals. Like the Ramban says, yud aleph, yud gimel, and vayikra. So we have to purify that. We don't want to be these animals that are dores on other animals. So we have to purify them, and that's done in the Mishkan. Now we know that the Mishkan, they're eser kedushos. And the deeper you go in, like it says in the Mishnah and Kalim in the first parak, Eser Kedushos, Eretz Yisrael is the holiest of the lands, and the Ayaros and Bukafas Chom are within Eretz Yisrael are holier than the non-walled cities, and inside the wall of Yerushalayim is holier, and then Harabayis, and then the Chel, and then the Ezra's Kohanim, and then Bein Ulam HaMizbeach, and then there's the Heichol, and then there's the Kodesh Kadoshim. So if we know that there are different levels of Kedusha, there are 10 levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, and if we look at the Kruvim that they have in the Mishkan and the Mikdash, so they're relating to various levels of Kedusha. The lowest level of Kedusha, the first, is going to be the Kruvim on the Urios. It's the Gag. Holier, deeper is the Paroches, because that's separating between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the holiest, the highest level, are going to be the Kruvim on the Aron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim Mamish. But in Yina Karbanas B'Beis HaMikdash, the Rishonim were Marich, look in the Sefer Chinuch and our Parsha, the Ramban and many others. What's the idea? That Karbanas are to be Makarev Lev Avim, Lev Yisrael Avim Shema Shemayim. And they're supposed to purify us. We do the Maisa Karbanos, and it's Mashre the Shechina, and Klal Yisrael. So we know that our neshamas are holy, they're chelik elokai mimal, they're taken from Hashem's kisei hakavod. But in this world, there's a shtaga yetzahara, and then a person veers from the good path, and he chooses evil ways, and he wears dirty clothing, kiviyachol, and his maisim, his machshavas, are all about his body, and his kina, and he has taiva, and he has kavod, and he has other inyana yetzahara. And that's what the Chacham Mikol Adam said, Asher Asa Halokim Asa Adam Yashavim Bikshu Chishvonos Rabim, that man, God made man straight, and we veered off the path. When a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he's Miskadesh, he's Mitari, he's Misala Madrega Acha Madrega. And then when he comes to the king, the Harabayis, he takes all of his external layers off, and he tries to get to the Kedusha. The closer he gets, the holier he gets to the Neshama Shenasatabi Tahori. So we can say, B'bir Ha'inyan, that when a Jewish person comes to the Mishkan, so the first is he gets to the Kruvim that are on the Urios. That's the first ones he meets. They're Pnei Tinok, but they look like a Pnei Aryeh, like a Pnei Nesher. And that is a remez to the Klolos HaNeshamas Kulam, that they're all included in one Neshama. The Ari and the Nesher include all the Yechidim, all the individual animals. So first we're purifying the animal soul. We have the Ari and the Nesher that we see first on the Urios and the Mishkan. And that's the Klal that includes the many Pratim. And then when he gets deeper into the Mishkan, right, the king animals, the king Ari and king Nesher, that include all the Pratim, all the individual animals. And then when he comes deeper into the Mishkan, he gets to the Kruvim and the Paroches, which are Tziur and Shelbrios. So we took off our most external layer, Kloliastik, the animals that are the kings, that we cover ourselves in front of people. Sometimes we wear frack and a hat and a and a tie and whatever chashuv begadim that people try to wear to impress other people, and you want to show people how important you are, and sometimes you want to show people how rich you are, not you, but people do that. And we want to take off all those external clothing. And then we get to the paroches, which is a tzior of brios. So here it's detailed now, it's specific animals, it's not just klaliistic. Now we're getting more down to the nitty-gritty. Bechinas brios, something more mugdar, something more defined. So that's a higher madrega of avoda. And then a person comes to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There they had the kruvim, porsekin afayim lamala, soichim bekanfeim ala kaporis. He had them with their wings over the kapores, and they look like a tinok. And then you get mamish to your roots, to your pnimius, and to the holiest children. It's not an animal anymore. I like that. It's karavya. And then we have these two kruvim, which are a mashal to what? Which are a mashal to re'iyah and shmiyah. So we have to be metaking the re'iyah and shmiyah, because a person sees what he wants to see, and he hears what he wants to hear. Like the Imri Emes said, in Parashas Emor and Tafrei Samachay, the Sfasemis' son, the Achronim asked on the Parashah of the Megadev, that the Megadev cursed. Why did he curse? Because he said, how could it be that the bread is there for so long and it cools off? You have the lechem, you have the lechem upon him that sits on the table for so many days, and it's not worthy of the king to be eating old cold bread. So he's making fun. So the Achronim ask, I don't understand. It says in the, we don't understand. It says in the Gemara, Yumachaf Aleph Amid Beis, that the bread remained warm. So what was his problem? What was the Megadev being Malagalek for? So the Rebbe HaKadosh, the Imre Emes, Avram Moldche, Alter Migur, says that it's totally in the person. A person who wants to find a reason to mock, to scoff, will find a reason. Even if it's just the opposite of what he sees. He sees that it's warm. It's not. He sees that it's cold, even though it's warm. But he sees in his eyes it's cold. Like the Beis Yisrael said, depends how we look. That was the problem with the Meraglim. Some Meraglim gave, the two Meraglim gave a good report. The other ones gave a negative report. Who was right? They were both right. It depends what you want to see. If you want to see bad, you'll see bad. If you want to see good, you'll see good. You have to go with an Ayin Tova. So you have to be attacking that to try to look to see good. So that's B'inyan HaRi'iyah, B'inyan HaShmiyah. You have a Gemara above a basuk of Sam Dalad Amid Beis. Tani Rav Dimi Achva the Rav Safra LaOilam Al Yisap Radim Tavos Shal Chaveri Shemitov Tavos Obali Dei Roasoi. You shouldn't speak nice things about your friend, because you're going to come from the good, you're going to come to the bad. Frek the Meir Shah. A good kasha. Says the Maharsha, we'll read his lashon. We talk to Vasa, Bali de Rasa, Lachara Kasha, to become a duchtim betalman matzinu shemishtapchim emidos amalas achasidim atzadikim. You see praises in the Gemara. Varaman perisha mishnah perakamadavas kasa bedibarav l'shabech chashuv ma'alasam kedi yeshiyesh yetvu minageim b'ni b'nei adam ayin sham. The Rambam says that there's dibar that's ov, and what is that to praise people? So the Gemara here says not to praise. So what's wrong with praising? V'efshir ki Rashi b'perek yesh be'erchin hirgish b'zeh shekasav sham bali dey rosuk shu misaper b'tavasa yoyser midai hu atzamam rechutz midai ra zu acherim shoymim. So the Rashi says that you speak too much nice about him. To say just nice things is okay, but if you speak too nicely about him, then you're going to say, oh, he's saying everything good about him, so it must be that he has a certain midai ra that we're not praising him about. The Rashbam also says shemar b'mishivcho avay asugi dehach demaisi lehach ha'chuvda. In our Gemara, he wasn't praising him too much. He gets into the Gemara over there, so it isn't being marbe b'shivcho yoser midai. The Marisha says from the sugi of Baba Basra, it's not mashma that way. Even if you're not marbe too much in his shevach, you're still going to come to Gnus. I in the Gemara we find that they say Shevach and they don't say Genus. It doesn't come to Genus, so you're allowed to say Shevach. So why does the Gemara say that you're not allowed to say Shevach? And don't say it's being Marbe the Saber B'Shivcho, because the Gemara above a Basra, it's not Mashma that way. So the answer is that even if you say Shevach, there's some people who are always going to hear bad. Even when you're saying good, they're going to hear bad. Like the Smak says in Lav and Samachtes, Aisa Bradma Tavas Shechaver Perish Aisa B'Tavasa B'Fnei Sonov. There's a person who hates him. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Not in front of Sonov is fine. But in front of Sonov, they're always going to find something negative. So that's the Re'i and the Shmi. Re'i is you see what you want to see. And Shmi is you hear what you want to hear. A person wants to hear negative, will hear negative. He wants to see negative, will see negative. And we find the opposite. That Tzadikei Elyon. They're so pure, they're so holy. Whenever people would speak Lashon Hara Mechilus, they wouldn't be able to hear. Their guf was in Merkava L'Shechina. They wouldn't hear it. Like the Ha'il Gemor Einayim says in Parashas Vayera, Zel Shen Kacho, Ki Avos Heinein Amerkava, Umawa Merkava, Kazet B'Tikunim, Hasus Tafel Aroichev, Ben Aroichev Tafel Asus, Shelech Hasus Lamakum Sheyirtze, Vianigoy Selen Haram, Lekomis Metunafim, Rak Shehelech Lamakum Sheyirtzan, Aroichev Lelech Sham, Ugshadim Merkava Lishmai, Agad Lein Aholech Rak Lamakum Sheshemis Baruch Reitze. What does it mean there, Merkava Lishchina the Avos? It means whatever God wants, just like the horse, the wagon only goes with the horse, so too the Avos, they only went where Hashem wanted them to go. Like the Rebbe Shlita heard from Rav Nosson HaKohen Seller, Rav Netag Nata HaKohen Seller, that he saw a Dvar Pele by the Rabbi Chassid HaMeforsam, Rav Mordechai Chana Fuchs, that whenever you would speak to him, specifically about his Rebbe, the Heilig Avos Yisrael, he was filled with Chiyus and Eslavos, Barama Chayvada Meshasa Gidim. And the moment you would say Lashon Hara, He would fall asleep. You wouldn't be able to wake him up. Because he was margil himself, that when he hears good things, when he hears Torah, when he hears Kiddush, he's awake. And when he doesn't, he's sleeping. So therefore, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kruvim HaMeramis, HaKochas HaRiyav HaShmi, we want to be Meram, Melabein, Mevarer, we want to purify these Keches. They should only be for good. To see what you're supposed to see. To be Misrachik from anything Ra. And Shmi only to hear what you're supposed to hear. And to go back to this pure state of Keruvim, of Dmus Parts of Tinok. To purify yourself before the Yetzirah kicked in so strongly. And this Mishkan is really every person. Bilvavi Mishkan Evnev, Asuli Mikdash B'Shechanti B'Seichem, the Ma'al Sheikh says in many places. That every one of us has to be a Mishkan. So that's what our job is. So we have a Teretz, Gevaldik, Gevaldik in Rashi. We have three Madregas in Avodas Hashem. The first Madregas, the Arios, is the animal. We have to purify the animals in general. And then we get to the Brios. We have to be more specific in purifying our animalism. And then we get to the Karavya. We get to the Tinok, the baby, the child, the pure. We remove all of our externals. And we get to the child is natural. A child, in Hebrew they say, Litfok Pozot. He's not trying to pose for something he's not. He's not putting on a show. He's his real self. And when we're Matayar, Dafka, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kodesh HaRi'i and the Kodesh HaShmiya, to be able to hear the right things and see the right things, it's always going to be good or bad. We can always see it one way or the other. We should always see it and see holiness. And when there's something not holy, we push it, don't see. We should hear good things, and when there's something that we shouldn't hear, we don't hear it. We don't hear Ra. So it's really not a stira. It's all pictures of a person. All the Kruvim, it's always a person's face. But the question is, what type of person's face? A person's face that looks more like an animal, or looks like a pure child, a pure baby. But it's all a person, and the avodah is to purify this person, like the korbanos. It's also taking our animal soul and throwing it on the mizbech and burning it up to Hashem. That's our avod in this world, so we should be zoche. It's chus of this limud. To be misa'ala, maila, maila, b'torah, b'yir, shemayim, tahora, Amen v'amen. Thank you so much for joining me for this amazing Torah, sweetest friends. Shalom, shalom.